Today's shir is Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hei. We are up to Sif Beis, talking about putting on your talis and tefillin before you leave your home. Says the Mechaber, Mishu Zogi B'talis Kotin. The person is careful about this. Yil Bashenu Ve'aniach Tefillin B'Beisav. So he should put on his talis kotin in the house and put on his tefillin in the house. And then Ve'elich Lavush B'Tzitzis Muchta B'Tefillin B'Beisav Knesses. He will go wearing his tzitzis and his tefillin to the shul. Visham, and there Yisatev B'Talis Gadol. And he puts on his talis gadol when he gets into the shul itself. And the Ramah says, V'ha'olim nohagu, the meaning is, L'satif af betalos gadol, kodim l'varech lav. The meaning is not only to put on your talos katan, and if you want to put on talos gadol, make the bracha on it. We'll see what that means in Mishnah Berurah. V'ach kach meniach tefillin, v'holich l'beis ha'knezah. Then you put on your, so you put on your talos katan, your talos gadol, then you put on your tefillin and go to shul. So we'll see what's the milah over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches Bebeisu, you put them on while you're still at home. Kidei sheyetzi mi pesach beiso betzitzis utefillin. You should leave your house while wearing your tzitzis and your tefillin. It's a form of a shmira. V'kemo shehevi beis Yosef v'darki Moshe b'shem hazohar ayin sham shu inyin gadol. So this is such an important thing. In the Dirshu, they discuss, well, what if by doing this, by taking the time to put on my talis and tefillin, I'm going to lose out and I'm not going to be one of the first 10 people to make it to shul? Should I still spend a few minutes at home putting on talis and tefillin and then going into the shul or not? So in the Dirshu 12, it says, Uvenidon ha'im adifa l'malalios me'asor rishonim, right? Is it good to be one of the first 10? Ha'boyim l'beis ha'kinesis, al b'nei ha'mayilish l'leches b'beis ha'kinesis, kishu me'utaf b'talis v'tefillin. Or is it better to be walking into shul with talis and tefillin? Sehevi l'komen simen tzadi, b'shem ha'mogin avram, sha'arizal lo haya me'asor ha'rishonim. He was not one of the first 10. Ha'boyim l'beis ha'kinesis, mishum she'nitzrach lifnos sha'hayilo ha'choyli. He had a sickness and he used to have to relieve himself in the morning. So therefore, because he had to take care of his bodily needs, he wasn't able to be one of the first 10. The gam ki rots leilech meutaf betalos betfilin the basic analysis. And also, an additional reason is he wanted to have his talis and tefillin on before going into the shul. The eshalasos king kodim hayom, and he couldn't do that earlier. The kach daik amogedong, so he wants to be medayik from here. Shemayle leches lebeis haknesis kishuma uta petalos tefillin adifa. So from here, the mogedong wants to bring a raya that what? It's better to put on your talis tefillin, even if you would lose out against being the first 10. V'chein hevi hakaf achayim b'shem kam achronim. So the Malbim disagrees with this. It says Shabira Ikr Tama Shaharizal. The reason why the Rizal was not coming to shul in the first 10, whom Shum Shahayat Sarech Lifnas, because he had this sickness, he had to leave himself beforehand every day. Uvatam Shani, and the second reason, Rak Mitstariflo. The Talis and Tefillin was not the Ikr reason. That's not the reason why he was coming late. Udavar of Kosov Shemailas Hasar Rishonim Shahusbra Gemara, but that's what's actually mentioned in the Gemara. This is a Zohar, but the Gemara says we won in the first 10. Adifa al hamayla sheyelich lebeis hakinesis ma'uto betalos tefillin. That's even better. Vegam machzis hashakil kosur sheikr tamah shaharizal lo hayat mitam zes. They both argue on this and say no, but it says in Gemara is more important to be one of the first 10 making it to shul. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im yodei sheyelich ederech mavois hametunafos oshem etzuyon nochrim b'rachov. If you're going in those days, there was They used to relieve themselves and defecate like in the side of the street. So it's a terrible stench. You're going to walk through these smelly, disgusting locations. Or there are nochrim in the street that we get wouldn't want to be wearing your talis and tefillin. So in this case, says the Mishnah Berurah, yenichem bechotzer beis haknesses. Okay, so you should still go into shul wearing them, but you don't have to wear them in the streets walking to the shul. V'im iyashar yenichem beveso v'yichasem bekovo obiyado. And if that's impossible, you can't put them in the chotzer, so then you should put them in the house, but just cover it with either your hat or with your hand. I guess if you're wearing a talis gadol, you'd wear put a coat over something like that. Unless a person gets early, they have an early shir before davening or whatever it is, and they say tehillim, whatever it is, they're in shul before the zman for putting on talis tefillin. But there you are, you're in shul already. So what do you do? Lo shayach hazohar zohar. Then you can't do what the zohar says about walking into the shul with it. That dayin lo mati zman chiyuvah. It's not yet the zman to put on talis and tefillin. Mikom makom no less because sheyeor hayom yoyser tov sheyeor. So it brings that what you should go out of the shul, you should go out shul, put on your talis and tefillin in a side room, in the lobby or something like that, in the side base medrash, whatever it is, and then you walk into the shul doing that, again, in a case where it was too early to put them on beforehand. Then sivkat and tes v'sham yisatef v'afal pi shibo hatalas godol yod l'kodim sheniach tefillin. And even though really you had the opportunity to put on your talis godol before the tefillin, ain tzarich l'satef bo v'beis, you're not required to do so. Kevin she'ain daitel l'voshkan, because you don't want to put it on there, as we saw in the earlier shir previously about when you have the talis and the tefillin. If you don't want to put on your tefillin right away, Then you don't have to put on your tefillin right now, because that's not the zman. So here, it's not the zman. I don't want to put on my talis godol right now, so therefore I would not have to, even though it did necessarily, you know, come to him, to my hand. Sivkan yud lehisatev b'mokum shemetzuyin nochrim berechov yisatev bechotze beis hakneses im efshalo. Again, the case where the goyim are going to make problems, so then don't put on the talis godol in the street. Just put it on in the chatzar outside. There you make the bracha lehisatef, and you have in mind that covers that bracha you made on your talis godol is going to potter you from your talis katan as well. As we saw earlier, ayin sham mishne bura sif katan chaf dalid. Okay, the next halacha gimel is bringing from the minhag of the Rosh. The Rosh was Rabbeinu Osher, one of the great Rishonim, lived originally in Germany and had to flee for his life. There was pogroms. He left Germany in 1305 and went to Spain. So it says, HaRosh HaYemisader HaBrochos Ad Oiter Yisrael B'tifora. He used to say all the Birchos HaShachar up until, right, Shlos Anigoy, Matir Asurim, etc., until he got to the Broch of Oiter Yisrael B'tifora. The Az, then at that point, HaYemeniach Tefillin, he puts Tefillin on, Mavarech Oiter Yisrael B'tifora. And then he would make the Broch who has literally crowned the Jewish people with splendor, with glory. Nishnabur says in Yud Beis, the Oz High, at that point he would make the bracha kedei litein shevach v'hodah the bracha zu gam al hatzefil and shnikron pe'er, because he wanted to give thanks and praises to Hashem for the special unique mitzvah the Klal Yisrael have of the tefillin, which is referred to by the Navi in Yecheskel. It's called a pe'er, an ornament, a glory, splendor. Shneimar pe'er chachov shalecha, your tefillin should be on you. That's when Yecheskel was told what his minhagim should be while he would be in Avelis. V'koy al tefillin shehein pe'er li Yisrael. This is referring to the tefillin which are splendor. As the pasuk says, "V'ru kol ameh ha'aretz," that all the goyim will see, "V'yaruchu mimecha," and they'll have a yira from you. V'darshin and eila tefillin shebarosh. These are the tefillin that are in the head. So the famous story with the Gra, Rabbi Rosner, I think, quotes it that that once the goyim saw the Vilna Gaon wearing his tefillin shebarosh, and they became terribly frightened, and they ran away. So they said, "What happens?" And that's what the pasuk says. V'ra'u kol am ha'aretz. The goyim are going to see you. V'ru mibeka. They're going to be afraid of you. Says, but one second, Rebbe. We also all the other talmidim said, Rebbe, we also have tefillin on, but they aren't running away from us. He says, no, you have to be medayeg. He says, tefillin she barosh, that are in the head, not she al harosh. If all the tefillin are just on your head, but you haven't internalized the messages of tefillin, then that doesn't cause a yira from the goyim. But if a person has them she barosh, and they're in the head, you internalize it, then in that case, like the Gra did, obviously, so then that's why the goyim ran away with a pachad. Okay, Yud Gimel. Umavorech Oito, you make the bracha there. Ba'artos Sachayim Kosov, that's the Malmim, he writes, Lo Re'is Yishinogin Kain. I haven't seen the minhag. He lived hundreds of years after the Rosh. The Malmim lived in the 1700s. Rach Menichin Tefillin Koinim Birchas Hashacha O Acharkach. Either you put the tefillin on before you start your Birchas Hashacha or after you do that. Kol Ech Lefi Minhag, whatever your minhag is. Rach Re'is Yimedaktikin, but I did see people carefully mashmish put tefillin shel yad b'shel rosh, where they would touch and adjust the tefillin of the head and the arm b'shash mevarach brachazu when they would make the bracha, but not to wait and to put on the tefillin at that point in time that he did not there. Okay, continuing now, Dalid. Tzorach shir tefillin Allah b'shas kriya shema u'tefila. One should have the tefillin on them when they're saying the shema and when they're davening. Now we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah says that doesn't mean just that. That's the bare minimum, right? Yud Dalid v'otzalomir means the chol apachos b'shas kriya shema tefila. At least for shema and at least for tefila. Anybody who's saying Shema without wearing the tefillin, it's like a person who is testifying falsely against themselves. Pirshu b'toisus lefi she'omer ukishartem leos. You should tie them as a sign. Vein kosher. You didn't do that. So you're saying something that's not true. Now watch this. Oh, I'm sorry. Va'af shebe idieved yotze yidei kriyas shemat. So technically speaking, it does count. You're not. You are yotze. It's not ma'akiv. You're wearing it. Mikol makom nevelas yeshlo avera mitzad acher. There's an avera for this. Shemara al atzmo she'ein roitz likayim mitzon Hashem yizborach. Looks like you don't want to do what Hashem says. Vezehu eidah sheker shemeid al atzmo. And that's the test of the false testimony that you're doing on yourself. The yesh od pirush achir ayin belavush. The kosu b'sefer charedim. Now again, if the yesod that we're developing here is that you should be doing whatever it says in the Shema, and since it says in the Shema, you should be wearing tefillin. So therefore, you shouldn't say something you're not doing. So watch this. Comes along the sefer charedim umizeh nilmad kishomer no yid says v'yahavta es Hashem. You shall love Hakadosh Baruch Hu yira lahachnis avas Hashem yizborach belibo. A person should want to put Ahava into his heart. How do you do this? So if you look in the Dirush, it says Vaderech Lagilakach, Kosu B'Sefer Shmiras Haloshen. You have to skip to the back to get the rest of it. What do you do? He says she's Bonein Begadlus Abore. You have to think about how great Hashem is. Like the Rambam brings this also from Musa and how elevated he is. Shehu Mechaye Kol HaOlamos. He brings to life, constantly brings into existence all the worlds. Vehepech Katnus Erech Nafsho Zeruso Zuloso, and how small we are in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Eitzah to have an Avas Hashem. When you appreciate the creation, you'll appreciate the Creator. Okay. Yeah, back finishing up. Shelo yeh doiver sheker chasham. Not like you're saying, saying something false. Because you're saying v'yahavta Hashem l'kach. You have to have love for Hashem. V'don you should know. D'lo omru kain elikish oisik kain b'meizid. This is all you're talking about. A person's doing this on intentionally. Kishmis atzil. Guy's lazy. L'haniach tefillin kaidim kriyashem. To put on his tefillin beforehand. He just wants to say it right now. Avamisha ainlo tefillin. But let's say for whatever reason you don't have tefillin with you right now. Okishu b'derech. You're traveling. Machmas kor hatzina. It's very cold. It's freezing outside. Ain yochel haniach tefillin. You wouldn't have the opportunity. V'chol ki hagav to anything similar to this, where you're not doing it because it's amazing. Just it's like a begetter onus. In this case, b'vadei ein ol la'achir kriyas shema b'zman amachmazeh. You should not delay saying kriyas shema just because you don't have your tefillin right now. Say the shema right now. Lavush simenun ches hetakti sham es l'shono ein sham. Okay, so that is the importance of saying kriyas shema and fulfilling what we're saying in the actual psukim itself.